If you're going to visit a wildlife park, a zoo, you know not to do certain things, right?
Yeah, lean into the cage. Any cage.
Any cage.
Of any animal, because you just don't know how they're going to react. Unless they're a soft, cuddly animal and a zookeeper has brought them out and said, this one is safe, you can pat it, or whatever.
Well, Jules, I wish this gentleman in Jamaica had your common sense, because this is the 101 not to do at a zoo. Mm-hmm. A zookeeper, of all people, has had his finger ripped off by a lion. Now, he was in a cage. Lion was in his little cage doing his thing. The zookeeper thought it would be funny to poke his finger as the lion was yawning. So he puts the finger in the mouth. Oh, first time. Happy days. The lion doesn't notice it. Happy. He does it a second time.
This is the zookeeper.
This is the zookeeper trying to show off to people watching and filming. Next time he did it, the lion was not so forgiving. He bit down on the finger and did not let go. Yep, he ripped the finger off the zookeeper. See ya. And someone happened to be filming the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
I've watched the video. It is not pleasant. Do not Google search it.
Oh my God. Like, well, how does that happen?
Dumb.
And especially,
I think.
Very.
Very dumb.
Very stupid. Like, that sounds like something that happens on Tiger King, right?
It is. It sounds
like
that.
Not at a wildlife park where the zookeepers should know better.
Well, he's worked there for over 10 years. He's done this before, apparently. The zoo had no idea what was going on because they started seeing people run crying, and they thought it was a joke.
Yep.
They thought it was a big act. No, no, no. The lion was not joking. He ripped the finger off. And now there's an investigation of animal cruelty going down in the zoo, just in case if, you know, any wrongdoings had happened.
Of course.
But now the lion's got a taste for human. The lion now knows what it likes, so be careful.
It's got a taste for him.
It's got a taste for Jamaicans.
How high are the fences at that zoo?
Hopefully really high. Mm. Yeah, probably like the workers. It's Jack and Jules here for your Power Brekkie. Good morning. Do not stick your fingers in any cages, especially a lion's cage.